Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the last, I guess, week, you know, while we've been seeing the horrific tragedy that has befallen Ukraine with Russia's invasion, there was immediate talk of Putin's mental capacity. And does he have mental illness? And people have said he's changed. They interviewed multiple U.S. officials who have worked with him in the past, saying, yeah, he's different, he's changed, he's different. And so, of course, you're going to have this conversation of Putin and mental illness. But I've had a much different take on what's been going on with him, because I think, and it was a lesson I had to learn, I mean, just recently, and I'm blown away that I'm still learning amazing lessons, is I see a transformation of people when they get power. And I've never witnessed that before, because I've never seen people really, you know, have a lot of power. But I worked with one person who had perceived power, and I mean, just completely evolved to somebody evil. And I'm like, so I think what's happening with Putin is a very, very common psychological transition that happens when somebody is in power. They're in power for a period of time. You add on top of that a midlife crisis, right, or a mid-career crisis, going, well, wait a second, you know, how do I become the next Stalin or Lenin, or how do I become, you know, famous, or what is my purpose on this earth before I leave? You add on top of that paranoia, which nobody's really talking about, the paranoia that these dictators get. Hitler went through, Mussolini, Napoleon, Putin. Because they think people are out to get them. People are going to kill him. He's in a position of power. People may want to overthrow him. When you add that and then greed, just all-out greed, on top of H and everything else that could be going on, yeah, you have this picture. And I don't know if we should call it, I can't say it on air, but, you know, butthole-itis or dictator-itis, or dictator syndrome. And I'm gonna kind of write a piece on this. I've actually started doing that. But this is a man who maybe he's been planning this for years. Maybe he got COVID and he got some brain fog. And remember last week somebody said, well, he got COVID. So all this happened after he got COVID. No, opportunity. Opportunity allowed him this transformation. Yeah, COVID makes us depressed and anxious and brain foggy and coughing and, I don't know, testicle pain. We know there's a lot of COVID symptoms, but that's not what's going on with Putin. What's going on with him is he saw an opportunity. And once other countries didn't seem to have that strength and be on that pedestal, he thought that he now had the world stage, and it was on him to be able to reunite the Soviet Union or to expand or take advantage of a situation. It was opportunity. Remember, we're all animals. We all have it in us to be jerks. We don't. You know, do I cut everybody off on the way to work? No, it's not nice. You know, I don't want to make God mad. I don't want to make anybody else mad. I want to be a good person. But it takes that check. We have to stop ourselves sometimes from doing, you know, stupid things. I mean, sometimes I just want to yell at my husband just because, ooh, you know, I just feel like, and I tell him, ooh, you don't have to yell at him. You know, I'll put down the toilet seat. It's not the biggest deal. But it is in our nature to expand, to fight, to be animals. So he's been keeping himself in check because he had to. Now he's in a position where I mean, you know, he's older, you know, he doesn't, how much longer is he going to be in power? What happens to him? He's been surrounded by oppression, and even though he's the ruler and he's been there for years, he still is within his own wall of oppression. So when you lock somebody up, and then when you put them in a situation where they think people are out to get you or people want them gone, it does mess with you. And so he needs that power to thrive. He's turned cancerous. That's basically, if I could put it into words. And when somebody turns cancerous, they need to expand and feed in order to survive. And that's what he's doing. You could say he's selfish. You could say he's narcissistic. You could call him an outright butthole. But he has turned into cancer. And so, you know, he is going to feed on, like we see with cancer, cells around him. He's going to feed on who he perceives as weaker. Ukrainians aren't weak. They are putting up a fight. I don't know how much longer they can put up a fight. They've been asking for help. I don't know if the help we're giving is enough. I don't think it is. But you know, they could put up as much of a fight as possible. He isn't going to back down. It's already the cat's out of the bag. It's already spreading. He's already metastasizing. And he's consumed with this evil. And the only way to get rid of that is to cut it out, radiate it, chemotherapy it, like you do. And sorry for the cancer analogy, but that's kind of what we have to do with him. This is not going to end until he leaves. He's gone. He's what's the word for it when you stop a target? I mean, that's the only way so you guys could diagnose him with any mental illness you want. I would caution you, because you don't want to brand anybody else who actually, you know, is a victim to that mental illness, to put them in a box with Putin. You know, I wouldn't give him that honor of giving him a diagnosis, you know, that's among the mental health spectrum. I don't even think I would give him that honor. And so this is somebody where once you're in that power, just like we saw with Hitler, they became more paranoid. They became more evil. They became more greedy. And they felt that they need to expand and get those roots. I don't know if you've ever tried to cut out a cancer. If the roots are so tight, you can't just cut it out. 1-877-DR-DELLY. Don't go away. I want a new job. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, I don't know if you saw the headline, but this was ridiculous and this was sad. And it's dangerous, and I just want to take a couple minutes to talk about it. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So our governor is Governor Steve Sisolak, and he's not very popular. But an incident happened at a very very common restaurant. I go to this restaurant all the time, Lindo Michoac, and it's a fantastic restaurant, fantastic food. Well, apparently he was with his wife and I think his daughter. And some gentleman comes up, not even a gentleman, some jerk, comes up to him, asks for a selfie. He gets a selfie, and then he just starts on this rant. And he starts cussing at him, and he's and then he starts threatening him. And this is the governor didn't really have any security with him. In Nevada, a lot of officials, they don't. They walk around all the time. They go on planes or at the airport. They don't really necessarily have security. I mean, it hasn't gotten to that point except until probably now. And when you look at the rant and what's happening, and I get he's not a very popular governor, and people are pretty upset with the way he handled things during COVID. But I think there were two guys, and one of them, basically threatened to kill him. And this is just in a very common family-friendly area of Las Vegas. This wasn't a strip club. This was at Mexican restaurant. Really good food there, by the way. And during the day, and it's just a random person just comes up and starts to go off on him. And so he says, "You're working for China, you son of a..." And he just, he cusses. And some of the things he said was that, he accused him of, what's the word for it? Not extortion. When you, profit and you basically take money off of the backs of other people. So he accused him of and the Las Vegas Review-Journal got the video and posted the video. And he was with his wife, Kathy, and he was making these, slurs. They said, "We should string you up by a lamp post right now. Where's your security at, punk, huh?" And then, "You're working for China, son of a blank." And just, I mean, just going off and ranting. And the reason why I bring this up is, not because, we have some, idiots coming up to people and harassing them. There's a few things, okay? So first and foremost, we have elected officials that, aren't really using taxpayer money for security. It looks like now we're going to have to pay for security, wherever he goes. Number two is we have people that have no problem in the middle of the day at a restaurant when there's other kids threatening the life of somebody else. I mean, we've gotten to that point where, when I grew up, it was, okay, if somebody's going to be a bad guy, it's going to be, it's going to be a one-off, and, they're going to threaten him. You don't see that except in the movies or in bad areas, or in fights that escalate. You don't, during the day, when someone's just eating at a restaurant or leaving a restaurant, start hearing threats like that. And I worry because, Ronald Reagan assassination attempt, JFK assassination, people do take things to that level. And, I get the governor's not very popular. I get that. But to actually want to hurt him, people may not like him, then take it to the ballot box. But to basically kind of hunt him down like this and then follow him out to his car, and the police are investigating, it's very eerie. It's very, very creepy, and it starts to make you concerned that we are really losing it as a country where people can feel they could just threaten your life. I get we have free speech, but you can't be doing that. Just, why don't, almost wanting this not so much a riot, but wanting to almost gather other people to put him up a flagpole or whatever they wanted to do to him. And it's frightening. And I know Steve, he doesn't deserve this. I mean, I get it. I disagree with a lot of, his policies. I get how he's unpopular, but we're really losing our American values at the core if we are threatening people's lives, if we hate politicians that much. And it's interesting. Maybe I haven't been that involved in politics until recently, but I don't ever remember somebody loving a politician. I mean, I hear people all the time, I love Trump. I mean, I've never heard people love President Bush, love Bill Clinton, love Obama. You just don't hear that. But we've had politicians that have now spurned that sort of passion, that sort of emotion. You also hear people go, "I hate Trump." I mean, people say, "I hate Hillary, I love Hillary." You don't really hear that many people say they love Hillary. You might hear people say they but the concept of people having that much passion for a politician is odd. Most of us are like, yeah, we have a congressman, yeah, we have a senator, yeah, we have a governor, whatever. But that's not what's happening. I mean, you have now political figures, and maybe it's because of COVID, that have really riled up and caused people's blood to either boil or just, I mean, be full of hearts for somebody. And I worry about that. I don't think politicians should be that loved or that hated. A politician is a good politician if they represent the people and they do their job. If you're doing your job, you don't necessarily from the boss get that, oh, I love you so much. The boss is like, good job. And you know, maybe I'm not wording this correctly, but are you guys kind of getting what I'm saying? If you have the American public to the point where they love, or hate a politician, something's odd. Something's off. And with that love and with that hate could start to come other behaviors. And we're starting to see those behaviors. I mean, mind you, I'm not saying, you know, I get it. You could love or, you know, hate a politician, but I've just never seen that sort of attitudes towards political figures except in recent time. Now, mind you, a lot of people go back and go, man, I really, really liked Kennedy, or I really, really loved Reagan, or I really loved, you know, yeah, you might be nostalgic. You might say it, you know, in retrospect, but somebody currently, you know, being in office, it's all right, you're doing a good job, you're not doing a good job. So I think this is a symptom of a bigger problem. And like I said, the governor and his wife did not need to be harassed, did not need to be threatened. That's wrong. Take it to the ballot box. I'm blown away that something like that could have happened in my neighborhood. It was, you know, right near where I live, and it could have gone worse. And thank God for, you know, he and his family are safe. But there's a problem when you have people out there that hate that much. And you could say, well, you know, people are, conspiracy theorists, or they're crazy or whatever. We have to be careful where our politicians put us in a position where we do hate them. Or we're in a position where we need that savior. We need that politician who we love and will do whatever they say. And I'm seeing that sort of behavior. People cannot stand certain politicians, or they will follow that politician wherever they go. And when you have that love, and when you have that desperation, and you have that person's a hero, that could spurn a dictatorship. I mean, that's why people followed Hitler. You know, when somebody comes in going, look, I am going to save you, I am going to, I mean, you know, Biden has to say the Union Address. I don't know how many of us are going to stay awake for that. I hope he stays awake through it all. You know, I'm not saying Biden is a good politician. I'm not saying that. But, you know, now people hate him too. I don't know. I've just never seen people hate individuals so much, or they love them that much. And, now, because of what happened with the governor, all across the United States, you're going to probably see that your tax dollars have to go for more security to your public officials. And these public officials, I mean, look at these school boards and these county commissioners. I mean, when I saw the hate that people had because of them sitting there behind their microphones, you know, deciding and dictating mandates for our kids, I'm, you know, if people don't think their elected officials are truly representing them, then we lose our democracy and we start to see revolt. And it's a very, very scary time. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the bombing continues in Ukraine, President Zelensky has asked for a no-fly zone over his country, and the United Nations has been discussing it. However, for the United States, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that's a no-go.
It would essentially mean the U.S. military would be shooting down Russian planes. That is definitely escalatory. That would potentially put us into a place where we're in a military conflict with Russia. That is not something the president wants to do.
And undoubtedly, President Biden will be talking about the situation in Ukraine at his State of the Union address set for tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. Other topics should include inflation, the crisis at the southern border, and a new Supreme Court justice nominee. At his first State of the Union address, President Biden has a job approval of an all-time low of just under 37% as the nation continues to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News. A group of Cuban illegals is in custody in Key West, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A group of Cuban illegal immigrants that came ashore in the Florida Keys is in custody. Immigration officials saying 13 people were taken into federal custody after landing Sunday night in Key West. U.S. Border Patrol's Miami sector saying the illegal immigrants were part of a maritime smuggling event that arrived in a homemade boat.
Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, joined Senate Republicans in defeating a bill that would have legalized abortions up to birth nationwide. Senators voted 48-46 against ending the debate and allow a vote on the Women's Health Protection Act. The bill, which passed the House last year, would have codified a right to an abortion and combated pro-life state laws. The bill's defeat comes as the Supreme Court is weighing a case that could potentially curb Roe versus Wade. And remember, if you still write a check to pay your bills, it's March 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the bombing, we are in day six to seven now. And Kyiv TV tower has been hit by Russian bombs. The Babyn Yar Holocaust Memorial. Multiple places have been now bombed and destroyed. And it doesn't look like things are letting up, despite there being that farce of, oh yeah, there's going to be peace talks. And it's a very, very, very scary time. explosions erupted around the Capitol's 1,300-foot TV tower. That happened this afternoon. It was built by the ravine where 34,000 Jews were killed by SS troops in 2 days during Adolf Hitler's campaign against the Soviet Union. At least two large blasts were seen near the foot of the tower, around 3 miles from central Kyiv. Remember, we're not saying Kiev anymore. Kiev is a Soviet-era moniker for the capital. Ukrainians, after the fall of the Soviet Union, went back to Kyiv, as Kyiv, the city was named after Prince Kyiv. So we don't say Kiev anymore. But I know a lot of people I did the same thing. I looked it up, going, are they two different cities? Nope. Same city, just we don't call it Kiev anymore. The first missile struck the TV tower, the second then hit the memorial. At least 5 people have been killed, and the latest onslaught came hours after Russia told civilians to evacuate because they were going to bombard strategic targets. How is a Holocaust memorial a strategic target? Especially when they claimed, oh yeah, we're going after neo-Nazis. It just makes no sense. Zelensky, the president, is Jewish. They don't know why the tower. Well, I know why the TV tower. You know, they stopped the TV tower because they wanted to stop broadcasts. But according to Daily Mail, they're unclear if the TV tower was collateral damage as they tried to target nearby buildings. After the latest attack, Volodymyr Zelensky tweeted to the world, what is the point of saying never again for 80 years if the world stays silent when a bomb drops on the same site as Babyn Yar? At least 5 killed, history repeating. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry said Russian troops fired on the TV tower near the memorial complex. Russian criminals do not stop at anything in their barbarism. Russia equals barbarian. And again, what blows us away is I don't think a lot of the Russian soldiers knew what they were signing up for or wanted to be a part of it. And I know that's kind of a cliche. Oh, they didn't know what they were signing up for. Obviously, they knew they were going to be doing something, you know, but I don't think a lot of them felt that. I really see this as almost a replay of what happened during the Hitler regime, the Nazi regime, where I don't think many soldiers want to be in this position where they're hurting other human beings. So there has been a 40-mile-long row or column of Russian artillery units that are making its way towards Kyiv. Analysts warn it is likely going to be tasked with surrounding the city, besieging it, bombing it into submission. The Ukrainians have been really holding their own. You know, I know world leaders have been, you know, sending, what they can. I just don't think it's enough. Everybody is just kind of stopping short from offering military assistance. An official said one reason why things appear to be stalled north of Kyiv is that the Russians themselves are regrouping and rethinking and trying to adjust to the challenges that they've had. Meanwhile, Ukraine warned that Belarus had also thrown its soldiers into the fight with an attack on the northeastern city of Chernihiv. So this is day 6 of the biggest ground war in Europe that we've seen since World War II. Russia is being isolated by the minute, with banks, credit cards being stopped, their citizens not being able to, I guess, do commerce with other countries. And so, you know, you would think pretty soon the Russia citizens would speak out. But again, we don't know how oppressed they are. We don't know if they're going to do what, sadly, people who live within the Nazi regime would do. Visa and MasterCard have blocked multiple Russian banks now from their network. So many Russians couldn't use their bank cards. Russians apparently awoke without being able to access money, credit, debit cards. So many Russians have tried to withdraw cash so they could have. Remember, I told you guys we got to be careful if we get cyber attacked. Make sure you still have access to cash. You you know, banks, yes, protect your money. They're insured, but you, if anything happens computer-wise, you want to be able to at least have access to something that you can use. And then even with that, the value of the dollar could drop at any time, just like the ruble and what's going on in Russia. So you also want to, if you can, and I know it's hard, if you have any sort of other things that are of worth, metals, no, don't start robbing catalytic converters. We talked about that. People are trying to get palladium and platinum from the catalytic converters. Not enough. You won't be able to extract it. It's just too hard. I looked it up. It's way too hard. So there have been lines in shopping malls. There's going to now start being food issues. People are worried that they're going to have Soviet-era shortages. They're trying to scramble to withdraw cash. The sanctions are obviously starting to hit a lot of the Russian citizens. And I don't know if they're going to have the power to speak out and stop Putin. But this Putin blitz of Kyiv and them knocking out communications is a very, very dark turn in this. Zelensky has declared Russia a terrorist state. He says no one will forgive, no one will forget. And diplomats, this is very interesting. There were dozens of diplomats from around the world that walked out during a speech by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at a Geneva disarmament conference because they were protesting Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Diplomats included Britain, British, American, French. They stood up, filed out of the room when Lavrov's pre-recorded video message began to play. During his speech, the foreign minister blamed Ukraine for the war and blamed Kyiv has been seeking to acquire nuclear weapons, a real danger that required a Russian response. Nobody asked Russia to do this. That's BS. Lavrov delivered his speech to a thin crowd after dozens of diplomats walked out. Good. They sit in a circle outside the meeting for the duration of his speech, holding the Ukrainian flag. Lavrov was supposed to come in person, but his visit was canceled at the last minute. Moscow blamed anti-Russian sanctions imposed by EU countries. In the meantime, Ukraine has asked to join the European Union. And I think there's also been an application submitted for NATO as well. So, you know, this is something that we just never thought that we would have to be seen. It could very easily draw the world. The one thing that will be our saving grace is it looks like there is a lot of, for now, perceived unity against Russia. The problem we have is when you have these outlier countries that are laying low. Well, these countries like China or some of these other countries that are like, you know, this is bad. But if you don't have everybody on board and Russia feels they have allies, this is going to continue. And so, you know, we right now, people are like, okay, well, you know what? It's not affecting us. It is starting to affect us. I don't know if you've already noticed the prices of gas are starting to go up. You know, we have to be less dependent on Russia. Europe is much more dependent on Russia than we are. But we're very, very dependent on China. And I've been saying this for years. If at all we go to war with China or we have any issues in terms of sanctions and embargoes and things like that, we lose out on our drugs, our medical supplies, our goods. And I think this is a wake-up call to America to be a lot less dependent on other countries. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So COVID still hasn't gone away. We wish it would. You know, I am exhausted. I am fatigued by it. I wore my mask. I got the vaccine. I still got sick with Omicron. And I am just awaiting what our government should have said and should have, you know, prepared us for the beginning, that COVID's going to be with us. We're going to see it yearly. We're going to need an updated shot or vaccine. And we go on with our lives like we do with flu. It's deadly. It's scary. We're going to be hitting the million mark of those who have been deemed to have died from COVID. So it's definitely a scary, scary virus. But, you know, I'm really kind of concerned with the way we're still going in terms of vaccine mandates and how much love and emphasis we're given a vaccine that really hasn't been updated yet. Well, New York Department of Health gave us some data, and apparently yesterday we learned that with kids between 5 to 11, the Pfizer vaccine, which is the only vaccine that we could give to kids in that age group, was only about 12% effective, 12% effective at preventing these kids from getting Omicron. Now, I'm actually surprised it was that much, because I would think the majority of us got Omicron despite almost everybody I know that was vaccinated still got Omicron. So I'm surprised that they had a number of 12%. Everybody's like, oh my God, only 12%. I'm like, I'm surprised it's that much. I would have expected them to say, look, the virus was very good at preventing hospitalization, but it was almost nil with preventing Omicron. But they said they squeezed 12% out of it. So that's better than I expected. But still, I mean, for parents to have to ascribe and sign up for these, you know, mandates like in California schools where you have to get the vaccine in order to go to school, I don't know if a lot of parents seeing data like this are going to be on board. So researchers at the New York State Department of Health gauged infection rates of minors who had the Pfizer shot available to them, and the children were split into two age groups, those 5 to 11 and then those 12 to 17. They each got the Pfizer shot, but remember, the 12 to 17-year-olds get the grown-up shot, the 30 mics, microgram dose, the 5 to 11s get the 10 microgram dose. And then they've been testing for 6 months to 4 years old the 3 microgram dose, and they found that's not enough. They're going to have to do a series of 3 shots. And a couple months ago, they even suggested we might have to do more for the 5 to 11-year-olds and give them a third shot. Well, this is why. They found that the 2-dose Pfizer shot was only 12% effective at preventing Omicron in the younger of the two groups, the 5 to 11. And that was within 1 month of after receiving it. So even though children don't seem to have as much of a risk with COVID, parents were still a little freaked out about side effects, or a little freaked out about, you know, do I really want my kid to be on a 2-shot or a 3-shot series when the vaccine is relatively new? Now, to get people on board with the polio virus, that vaccine, that was easy. Polio scared the living daylight out of parents. It still does. And so people signed up for that. That was easy. Tetanus. We had a family member die of tetanus. In our family, nobody doesn't get the tetanus shot. I mean, that just scared us to death. You know, when with measles, mumps, rubella, you know, chicken pox, these things, you know, we vaccinated our kids. You know, we vaccinated our kids for COVID. You know, I don't want anybody getting sick. But when we're vaccinating with a series that is known to be a one and done. So, for example, when you finish your MMR series, by the time you're 4 years old, you're done. Even though they've been talking about with the latest outbreaks, you know, this century, that we might need to get a booster. But for the most part, that's it. Same thing with your polio. You're 2, 4, 6, 1-year-old, 4 years old, then you're done. Same thing with your varicella. Same thing with, you know, until maybe, you know, when you're older, and then maybe you might get, you know, a booster. Tetanus, you need one every 10 years. But for COVID, this is concerning parents. Because, you know, after they go through their 2 or their 3, do they need a shot every 6 months? I mean, I have been saying in a very optimistic tone, so we get our yearly COVID shot, like the flu shot. But let's stop for a second. Is it really going to be yearly? I mean, we are being told every few months you need a booster. They're already talking about 4 boosters. The shot's been around now for 14 months. So are we going to be in a position where you need to every few months get a booster shot? And that is going to be just logistical hell for any school, for any parent. I mean, so it's been already so tough for me to try to, you know, urge parents to stay on the schedule that they already have with their kids. 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year. We've extended it from year to 15 months, give them that little range. But, I mean, parents are having a hell of a time sticking to that schedule, especially with COVID, especially with trying to take off work, especially since the kids don't want to go in and get it. It's kind of a pain in the butt. When we had to do vaccines, I had to make sure Corey was around. Because my kids, I mean, they're pretty big kids. Even as a baby, I mean, oh my gosh, I couldn't hold my kids down for the shot. And so he held them down, and I didn't want to make the nurse do it, so I'm like, you know what, I'll do it, fine. Give it to me. I mean, it was not easy. So, you know, if we are going to subscribe to, okay, you know what, we are going to be doing yearly or every 6 months vaccines, we really need to think about the practicality of it. And when you have a vaccine that's only 12% effective, you're really not going to get a lot of people on board. You're not even going to get a lot of physicians on board. I'm on board because, like I said, that's better than I expected, and it's better than no protection. But the thing that keeps crying out is, when do we get the updated vaccine? You know, the big problem we have is parents see these stories and they go, well, okay, well, the vaccines don't work. No, the vaccines work if they're updated. This one vaccine might not work that much because it's outdated. It's for a virus that's almost 3 years old. That's why it's probably not working. But the longer we keep pushing the old vaccine and we get this data that is really starting to, you can just see the pattern of the efficacy just keep dropping and the need for more booster. You know, I think, you know, we're doing public health a disservice. Get a better shot. You promised us, that's why we have the mRNA technology. I'm not scared about the mRNA technology, but a lot of people are freaked out about it. But we said, look, but the reason why is they could tweak it every time they need to for these new variants. That's not what they're doing. So you know, parents are scratching their heads going, why do I keep getting the same vaccine? Now, people could say, well, because it's protecting against the nucleocapsid, the envelope. You know, no, it's not. Remember, these vaccines are all about the spike protein. So if these spike proteins have mutations, update it. Now, that's easier said than done. You update a vaccine, then you need to go through clinical trials, then you need to get the FDA approval. Well, we were able to figure out how to do that with the flu shot. We now are able to get the flu shot yearly. So let's figure out how to do that. But instead, what they're doing is, well, we bought all these shots, we're still pumping them out from the pharmacies, so we're just going to keep double downing on this, and we're going to keep pushing it. The problem is once parents think that they are injecting their kid with something that's not very effective. And that's kind of what happened with Omicron. That was a big miss. All these people that were on board with vaccines get Omicron, and they feel like crap, and they're like, wait a second, maybe I'm not going to get the booster. Booster hesitancy skyrocketed because people got Omicron, and their booster friends did. And so here I am saying, look, the vaccine's going to help protect you. No one's going to listen. Because, again, it's an updated vaccine, maybe, but not with this data. So this is frustrating. Cities like New York, children as young as 5 years old have to show proof of vaccine to enter indoor dining. All right, parents are about to lose it. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.